This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Law enforcement leaders are concerned about the state's latest proposal to deal with the fentanyl crisis. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The bill increases penalties for drug dealers and requires people caught with fentanyl to enter drug treatment. But it keeps possession of less than 4 grams of the drug a misdemeanor. Law enforcement leaders want any possession of fentanyl to be a felony due to the potential lethalness of the drug. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin.
What you can't ignore is the fact that people are dying in our city more than one a day. And how do folks square that?
The bill has support from some district attorneys, but many agree the state needs to do more to crack down on possession. Addiction experts say cracking down on drug users has never been successful. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
West Nile virus killed 11 people in Colorado last year, and it hospitalized over 100, an unusually high number. This could be a sign of things to come as the planet heats up. The mosquitoes that carry West Nile are cold-blooded. Ecologist Marta Schockett says they thrive best when conditions are just right.
It's this middle kind of Goldilocks temperature, not too cold, not too hot, where mosquito-borne diseases are best transmitted.
Global warming means more Americans may live in places ripe for West Nile transmission. You can hear more about this story from Kaiser Health News this hour on Science Friday. Find more at cpr.org.